Right now it's time to bring in Pat Pagano. Pat.
Yeah.
I was watching a line of thunderstorms all afternoon long come from way out west into Pennsylvania and get close to the New York border, and then we got nothing.
Nope.
Nothing. But how about what happened to Wilkes-Barre?
Yeah. What? I wonder what that was. Do we know what that was yet?
It's not a confirmed tornado, but boy, if it was one of those downbursts, it was an awful large downburst. A shopping mall had collapsed and there were people trapped and stuff like that. So they haven't confirmed it as a tornado yet, but I would say it's got to be even 50-50 that it was a tornado.
Yeah, you see, this is what I mean. That's why, you know, it's a large area, but I often tell you that when watches go out, only 10% of the area usually gets affected. But you have to include the entire area because the potential is there. And it should be a partly sunny, breezy, and less humid day today. What a nice breeze, too. At times, you think it's a little too much, but nevertheless, it's ushering in the dry air, 75 to 80. And tonight, clear to partly cloudy, 50 to 55. Partly sunny tomorrow, 75 to 80. Sunny, warm, and dry, mid to upper 80 Saturday. Sunny and more humid, 85 to 90 Sunday. You'll be in the low 90s, hazy and humid, with the chance of a thunderstorm on Monday. The next cold front goes through on Tuesday.
Well, it sounds good because I've got something to do on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Isn't that great?
So that's
you should be fine.
That's perfect. Perfect, I say.
Yes, and of course, you know, we have the annual dinner dance Saturday night.
That's right.
And so the weather will be perfect for there. And we're going to be doing trivia questions there. And I gave Marshall, in case you weren't with us yesterday, I gave him some trivia questions. And you did pretty good, Marshall.
Yeah, and I gave you one to give back.
That's right. That's right. And I have that written down. That's on my other sheet of paper.
All right.
But let's see. I'm going to give you, I think this is a good one. Okay?
Okay.
What historic site in the New York City area was built in the early 20s?
In the 20s?
Yes.
A historic site.
Now,
is it a site or is it something that's still in operations today?
Still in operations today.
Well, I would say it's got to be the George Washington Bridge.
I'll give you a hint because you're close. It's in the Bronx.
It's in the Bronx.
Yeah.
The only thing that ever really comes to my mind was the George Washington Bridge, but I don't know. You have to give me that one. I can't pin it down.
Yankee Stadium.
Really, Yankee Stadium.
1923.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's right. The house where Ruth built. Yeah. Yep. That's. Mm-hmm. And I should have known that.
Well, I kind of thought, you know, that was easy, but I didn't know it. I thought you would, but I know that Mike would have known it.
No.
Because he's such a Yankee fan.
Oh, he hates the Yankees.
I know. That's why I'm being facetious. Yeah, exactly. And that really is about it. I mean, we didn't get much rain, as you know, with the system yesterday. So that's out. And we're basically in a dry weather pattern right now.
All right. I want to pass something along to you, though.
Okay.
The George Washington Bridge was built in 1927. So that's why I just want to look at that.
Right.
That's why I was guessing that. But you know what I just see here? And this is a great... You know what? The Brooklyn Bridge, this is even more astounding. Construction on you know when they started construction on the Brooklyn Bridge?
No idea.
1870.
Wow.
1870.
And when did they finish it?
I think it was 1883. Yeah, 1883.
Wow.
Took them 13 years. But still, and the bridge is still there.
Yeah.
So there's.
And like, I guess, you know, back then, we didn't have the advanced technology of building bridges like we have today.
No, that's why it took.
Took so long, yeah.
It took, 13 years.
Very interesting. Aside from that, relatively quiet. I'm kind of happy about that. You know, I'm a lot of work trying to get everything ready for the dance. But I mean, if you take that away, the weather's been quiet and easy to forecast, which is what I like.
I was saying earlier this morning, I said, well, Pat's going to have nice and short forecasts for the next week to 10 days because there's not going to be much to talk about.
No, and there's no reason to throw words in a forecast if you don't have to.
No, exactly.
That's the way I look at it, because I listen to a lot of other forecasters, and it's just too wordy. People really want to know, especially in the morning drive, people want to know, just give me the nuts and bolts, you know? Hey, what do I need today? Oh, Pat said it's going to be near 80, and it's going to be sunny and breezy. Short sleeves, period.
You know, that reminds me of when I worked at WKNY in Kingston, New York, when we were doing news bits and stuff like that, and we did stock market stuff.
Yeah.
Joe Schuler, my general manager, said, listen, just give the numbers. That's all people want to hear. It's like sports. They just want to hear what the stocks did. So just give the numbers for the Dow Jones. He said, because that's all most people really care about. Anybody who's really, really into stocks, believe you me, they're not counting on you to give them the information.
Yeah. Don't you agree with that? I do agree with that. Mm-hmm. I really do, especially weather. I mean, news is another thing because, you know, if you have a story, you need to expound on it. But weather, you know, especially if it's not complicated and there's nothing really bad coming our way, you just keep it nice and short and brief. I mean, for instance, you know, look, Saturday, sunny, warm and dry. Mid and upper 80s. Sunday, sunny, bit more humid, 85 to 90. There's nothing, you don't have to say anything else. You don't have to say unseasonably warm.
No.
Humidity will be on the rise. I mean, just make it brief and to the point. That's all people really want to hear.
Yeah, no, that's exactly right. I agree with you 125%, Mr. Pagano.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that very much. And, now that I'm looking, well, I know you're not, but I am looking ever so forward to the release next week of the new Jurassic Park.
Well, you know what movie that I watched, and it wasn't as good, and I was really disappointed in it, even though I watched it? The Pacific Rim one, the new one.
Oh, I was going to watch that.
It's not bad, but right. It's not as good as the first one. But it's not bad. I mean, I watched it all the way through. But it doesn't have as much punch as the first one. It's got some interesting plot twists in it, though, that I think you'll enjoy.
Okay.
And I think they've set up room for a third one.
So, I'm sure.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I'm sure.
And
well,
if you watch the new Pacific Rim, you let me know if you think they're setting it up for another one to come along.
Okay. Well, now that I'm a AMC Premier member, Tuesdays is $5 day. So you can go to the movies for $5, no matter what movie is playing. So I will, next Tuesday, I will just take my little body to the theater and see Jurassic Park when the kids are still in school and everybody else is still working.
All right, let me know how that is. But watch the new Pacific Rim movie. I kind of enjoyed it, but it wasn't as blockbusterish as the first one.
Okay, they usually are, as you know.
Yeah.
Okay. I remember seeing that on Amazon that we can see that on Amazon.
Yeah, it's open already. It's open for business on Amazon.
Okay. Cool. Thank you.
So that's where I saw it. All right. And I guess that's about it, really. I mean, not much else, you know?
No. Just a very, very nice day. And get out there and enjoy it.
All right, Pat, we'll check with you tomorrow.
All right. Sounds good. Bye-bye, Marshall.
Take care. Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with, of course, a check on our tri-state forecast here on The Breakfast Club on Robinhood Radio.